RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out. There, as we get set for what should be a fascinating week 18 in the NFL. Rams lose last night. So now we're looking at a scenario where the Eagles can only face three teams on wildcard weekend. They could face the Green Bay Packers if the Eagles do play, win, move up to the number two seed in the NFC postseason. That would require a Bears loss as well. And if the Eagles stay at the three seed, their two opponents are going to either be the San Francisco 49ers, who could be an opponent if they lose to the Seahawks and the Rams beat the Cardinals, or the Los Angeles Rams, which right now feels like the most likely outcome because all that requires is a 49ers victory and a Bears victory, and that puts the Eagles and the Rams on wildcard weekend here in Philadelphia. So there's a lot of debate going on. We're going to do it all day today on the Midday Show about what the Eagles should do, how they should play this, risk reward, all that kind of stuff. I love these kind of debates. I love these kind of philosophical thought processes in sports and what teams should do and how they should approach this kind of thing, because there is no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer. It is risk management. It is what is risk versus reward. It is it worth it? Is it not worth it? That path versus this path, probability goes into it. Because this is not in the Eagles' control. I mean, their opponent really is not in their control. They could try to affect it, but it's not in their control. The Eagles go out there and let's say they want the Green Bay Packers. Let's say that's just, you know, if they could choose of the three opponents we just spoke about, they would probably choose this version of the Packers right now, who just lost to Tyler Huntley at home, who doesn't have Micah Parsons anymore. They're dropping like flies. It reminds me of last year's Packers, where they're just not good enough entering the postseason as a seventh seed. That's who I think the Eagles would choose. But they are only in so much control of this. If the Lions go out there and lose to the Bears, or the Bears beat up the Lions, it doesn't matter what the Eagles want. They're stuck at the three seed, and they're going to play an NFC West team. So what goes into the decision? Well, there's a lot, but I think there's two under-the-radar factors that should definitely play into the Eagles' decision-making as we go into this week. And I want to go over both of them right now because I think they're subtle, but they're important. And let's start with history. And let's start with the Eagles' own history of 2 years ago. And I remember sitting in the same chair I'm going to sit in today and saying similar things I'm going to say today because I thought the Eagles were making a mistake 2 years ago when they played their starters in New York against the Giants in Week 18. That was the year they collapsed, and that was the year they were trying and hoping that the Dallas Cowboys would lose in Washington against the Commanders. What they needed that day was a Cowboys loss and a win, you know, over the Giants themselves to retake the division. That's what they needed that day. And while the Lions are certainly more of a capable team than that version of the Commanders a few years ago, the same principle applies where the Eagles need to win and they need help. So it is not actually in their hands. And pretty quickly in that those two games, you realize it wasn't going to go the Eagles' way. The Cowboys were not going to lose to the Washington Commanders. And it was a risk I didn't think was worth taking for the likelihood of still being a wild card team, which the Eagles, of course, were. And on that day, they lost A.J. Brown to a knee injury, and Jalen Hurts dislocated his finger. So they got key players banged up instead of creating a bye for themselves before the postseason on the hope someone else would help them get to where they want to get to. And this is similar. It is not as egregious. Again, the Lions certainly have a better chance to beat the Bears on Sunday than that Commanders team a few years ago had to beat the Cowboys. So it's not as egregious. If you look at the, if you kind of go and I always like to look at betting lines for probability's sake. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it gives you a good sense of, all right, this is probably about a, you know, whatever chance of happening. So if you go and you parlay Eagles money line with Lions money line, which just simply means the Lions and the Eagles win the games on Sunday, that would put the Eagles into the number two seed. If you do that, it comes out to about plus 180. And at plus 180, that's about a 35% probability of happening. So those two things together are about a 35% chance of happening. Is all this worth it? Is playing the Eagles starters worth it for 35% chance at the outcomes going their way? That's for the Eagles to decide. That's for you to decide. For me, I would prioritize the week of rest. I think we're still learning about how teams think of and what history is going to tell us about having the one seed versus the two or the three in this particular format we now have in the NFL with seven teams but only one bye. It's only been, this is going to be year five or six. I can go back and look at this. I think it was 2021. Maybe it might have been 2020. It was either 2020 or 2021. When did the NFL go to seven playoff teams? Let's see this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The NFL went to 2020, so it added the seventh seed as a third wildcard team in each conference. It created the super wildcard weekend. So this is 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. This is year six. So we only have 5 years of data on the advantages of each spot in the postseason field. You know, it used to be one and two got the bye. If that was the case, if this was for the old school bye, that's a totally different story, but it's not. The Eagles are going to play on wildcard weekend no matter what they do this weekend. No matter what happens, they're going to play. And I think about Jalen Carter and how good he looked after some time off. And I think about how poor Cam Jurgens has looked. I think about how poor Landon Dickerson has looked at times. Guys that have had a lot of wear and tear in their bodies, a lot of snaps. And I think about how good they might look after a week off this week to rest their bodies, to get themselves together, to rest up physically before we go play a game a couple weekends from now, likely against the 49ers or the Rams. That's what I'm thinking about. So I think back to 2 years ago. I think back to the Eagles hoping that someone else would help them out. It didn't happen. The plan went awry. By halftime, they're pulling starters anyway. It was a half-assed effort to get a higher seed that was probably not going to happen anyway. And I view this maybe not quite as extreme, but similar. And what happened that year, losing A.J. Brown, made the whole thing look ridiculous. And I don't want to go into a scenario this year where they lose a player or they just don't give themselves an opportunity to give players rest to get healthier for the postseason. That looms large in my head. Also, I don't think the Lions are going to beat the Bears. I just don't think they are.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
I'm looking right now. I'm gonna pull up where these two teams are. I mean, the Bears just played an epic game Sunday night in San Francisco. The Bears have been, for a while now, one of the better teams of pro football. If you look back, since the end of October, the Bears have gone 7-2. With their two losses at Green Bay on a final play and at San Francisco on a final play. They're this close to being 9-0 since the end of the month of October. And if you look at the Bears, you know, they went and got trounced by the Lions in week two. Since that day, they are, let's go, they were 0-2, now they're 11-5. They're 11-3. They have lost to two of their games on the final play of the game. 11-3. Two of those losses of the three on the final play of the game. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions, since that same day, are 7-7. So we have 11-3 versus 7-7. A Lions team that last week tried and lost to Max Brosmer. A Lions team that has one victory since November 23rd. They walked off the field. They needed overtime to beat the Giants on November 23rd. Since then, lost to Green Bay, beat Dallas, lost to the Rams, lost to Pittsburgh, lost to Minnesota. It is a free-falling Lions team. And yet, will they be up for the game? Of course they'll be up for the game. but it's not a very good Lions team. It just really isn't. They have lost this season 1, 2, 3 games by double digits. They are a team that I look at and say they're not the same in so many ways. They needed, I would say, good fortune to beat the Giants, a little bit of fortune to beat the Cowboys. They're a very average football team that has to go outdoors. We know Jared Goff in the outdoors is not a good quarterback. So I think the Bears are going to beat them anyway. So that factors into my decision. All right, next part of this, the other under-the-radar element I think the Eagles have to consider is by the end of Saturday night, we will know the winner of the number one seed and the NFC West. And that's going to be either Seattle or San Francisco. And depending on what happens in that particular game, we will also know what the Rams' seed could be by the end of the night. So let me explain quickly. If the Seahawks win the West, the Seahawks win the game on Saturday night, well, then the Rams can affect their seeding. If the Rams go out there Sunday and beat the Cardinals, which they might be able to do with their backups, but if they beat the Cardinals on Sunday, they will be the 5 and the Niners will be the 6. They'll force the Niners to come here and the Rams will be able to go play the NFC South winner, Tampa Bay or Carolina. But if the 49ers win on Saturday night at home, the Rams are locked into the 6. It will be 49ers 1, Seahawks 5, Rams 6. And you and I both know if the Rams wake up Sunday morning and they're locked into their seeding, they're not playing a soul that matters on Sunday. That means Matthew Stafford won't play, Puka Nacua won't play, their offensive linemen that are all banged up obviously won't try to go out there and play. They'll give Jared Verse rest. They'll give all their star players, and they have a lot of them, rest. So the scenario that I don't want to create if I'm the Eagles is Sunday I'm on the field at 4:25 in the cold here in Philadelphia against a salty Commanders team that wants nothing more than to batter and bruise the Eagles for 3 hours because they have nothing else to do besides that until next September. So I have a salty Commanders team who's annoyed over what happened a couple weeks ago, coming in here, annoyed, physical, tough game. Eagles play it out with their starters. They win the game, but they're all banged up. The Bears also win their game, so the Eagles have to be the 3 no matter what happens. Meanwhile, they played. They didn't give themselves the rest, and the Rams kicked their feet up on Sunday and said, we're the 6. We're going to Philadelphia. Let's rest and reset and go play the game. So that would mean the Rams would be coming in off of, and I say quote-unquote bye, because that's what all this is. Not everyone can rest. It's not a full bye. But we know what these teams try to create. The Eagles did it last year when they didn't try to let Saquon go for the record. So the Rams come in off this self-made bye. The Eagles give up the chance at their own self-made bye to go for the 2, don't get it. And then we are hosting the Rams next week here in Philadelphia with them rested and relaxed and ready and healthy as they've been in weeks. And the Eagles not as rested, not as ready, more banged up, more tired, because they chose the path of trying for the number 2 seed. There's a lot of elements to unpack. I know that second home playoff game would be great. I know avoiding having to go to Chicago potentially would be great. I know if you consider how relatively, is the word uninspiring or battle-tested perhaps, or you just don't believe that the Niners/Seahawks/Bears are that great anyway, that there's a path from the 2 seed potentially to hosting an NFC title game if someone knocks off the 1. I get it. I get why you'd want the 1 seed. I get why it should be the 2 seed. I get why anyone would want it. And if the Eagles need the work, I get all that. I'm just in the risk reward, you know, as I weigh the ledger here, it weighs out way further for me to rest the players on Sunday. That has been where this organization has typically gone to. That is how they have typically operated. It has typically worked out for them when it comes to the preseason, when it comes to before playoff games. They have been a rest and reset franchise, and it has worked out. The Eagles barely play in the preseason, and they go out and they win openers almost every year. They rested in 21 before their playoff game. They rested. They had a bye in 22. They created a bye in 24. They didn't in 23. And the worst outcome of all of those was 23, where they got embarrassed in a playoff game down in Tampa Bay. And they got themselves banged up for no reason the week before. I would rest, and I think the two under-the-radar factors are definitely pushing me even further in that direction. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there as the Eagles have a big decision to make. I appreciate everyone making this podcast a part of your day, taking the time to listen, sharing it. It's been another fun year doing it. I appreciate you being part of it. Everyone out there, have a great New Year's Eve, and we'll have some episodes coming up for you in the next few days leading it to an NFL weekend. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.